we ended up living around Butler, Oklahoma, for a long time. And I went to school at Pie Flat, which was a little building off in a cow pasture by itself. And it was made of native stone, great big slabs of stone that were native. They were red stone. Very sturdy building. And went to school there. There was a gymnasium, and there was three rooms on each side. So there was two or three classes in one room. And the seniors were on the stage at the end of the gym. The high schoolers were in this old country school. And we lived out there for a long time. And I looked up one day and in the summer, and I told my mom, I said, around the house, I said, "Mom, what is that red over there?" And she went out and she says, "Oh my goodness, that's a tornado." And it was red dirt. And it was coming down in the funnel way over from us. And she said, "I'll have to," she said, "you stay in the house and don't you move. And you stay with your brother." She said, "I've got to go to the fields down by the river and get Uncle Tommy and his boys and your dad out of the bottom down there," she said, "and get them up here." So she went down and did that. And fortunately, that tornado didn't come on to our place, but we did lift a man was riding his horse, and it lifted him and the horse over the fence and took them halfway across another pasture. And the horse kind of fell and he rolled off, but neither one of them was hurt. But it didn't come to near our place. But then later on, I saw something outside and went to Mom, and she had to go get them out of the river bottom then, because this house we lived in was 14 rooms. And it was a big old ranch house. And her uncle and his wife and their three boys had half of it. My dad, my mom, and I had our half of it. And they were all working this big place on shares, you know. And I was playing outside, and I went and I said, "Mom, I see something really shiny, and I don't know what it is." And she said, "Maybe you found a diamond." She said, "Let me see." And she was teasing. She came out and she said, "Oh my goodness, honey," she said, "I don't know for sure, but I think that's water all across the horizon." She said, "Your dad and all the Uncle Tommy's families down on the river bottom," she said, "we're gonna have to get them out of there." So she ran and got them. Sure enough, it was a flood. And it came on down, and there was people not very far from us that lived closer to the river and took their house, and they drowned before they could get out, and because they couldn't see it coming. And that always hurt me, because we couldn't get them out.